With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. has opened a new ballistic missile defense base in northern Poland. It's triggering a sharp response from the Russian Foreign Ministry, which says the facility raises the overall nuclear threat and will be attacked if necessary. This comes at a time when the Biden administration prepares to send another $275 million in military aid to Ukraine, and at a time when the Russians press their offensive in Ukraine.
Russia's amassing thousands and thousands of troops in the Kursk region, and most of them are now moving by foot. In addition, they've also shifted forces they've received from North Korea, up to 12,000 already, into the same region to start to push back Ukrainian forces. So now the idea is to move as individuals on foot and have harder targets.
Correspondent Tara Kopp. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker is President-elect Trump's choice for NATO ambassador.
Trump said in a statement, Whitaker was a strong warrior and loyal patriot who will ensure the United States' interests are advanced and defended and strengthen relationships with our NATO allies and stand firm in the face of threats to peace and stability. The president-elect has expressed skepticism about NATO, the bedrock Western alliance, for years.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Also at SRNnews.com, in a landmark antitrust case, the Justice Department is asking a federal judge to force Google to sell off its industry-leading Chrome web browser, among other steps. Life in prison without parole, the sentence for Venezuelan national Jose Ibarra for the murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. More than 340,000 utility customers still without power in Washington state as the Pacific Northwest is pummeled by a powerful storm. At least two deaths are attributed to the storm. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 70 points. The Nasdaq futures off 97 points. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are going on sale.
Sotheby's will auction off a 1,500-year-old copy of the Decalogue cut into stone, which was first discovered during an excavation more than a century ago. The 115-pound tablet is believed to be the oldest known example of the complete Ten Commandments carved in stone. Sotheby's predicts it will fetch between $1 and $2 million when it goes up for bids next month. Experts believe the tablet was carved in Samaria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The five-year campaign to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral has never been short of cash. Nearly 1 billion euros in donations were pledged within days of the 2019 fire that ravaged the most famous church in France. And now there's a surplus. Officials say 140 million euros still remain from the unprecedented outpouring of funds. That extra, given by both billionaires as well as small donors, will support future preservation work on the 861-year-old cathedral. This is SRN News. The feds have arrested a Florida man in connection with a plot to bomb the New York Stock Exchange this week.
The FBI says 30-year-old Harin Abdul-Malik Yanir has been charged with an attempt to use an explosive device to damage or destroy a building used in interstate commerce. The FBI began investigating Yanir in February based on a tip that he was storing bomb-making schematics in a storage unit. Agents found bomb-making sketches, electronic circuit boards, and more. Yanir also told undercover agents he wanted to detonate the bomb the week prior to Thanksgiving. Jason Walker reporting.
Two TV networks with NBC in their names, MSNBC and CNBC, will no longer have any corporate connection to NBC News once a spinoff formally takes place in about a year, Comcast cutting loose several of its cable companies. More details at SRNnews.com.